Welcome to the Nacha Healing Show. Keep it Nacha. Mira el Nacha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, I'm here today to talk to you about a subject that affects about 80% of all adults in the United States and literally millions of people around the world every year, and that is back pain. So I'm going to be talking to you today about the five spiritual causes of back pain. Now let's look at the big picture. So whenever you experience any illness, any physical pain, or any disease, even if you think it's just physical, everything is always happening for you on all five levels. So what are the five levels of your being? Your physical body, that's the most dense part of you. Your energy body, that includes your chakras, your acupuncture system, and your breath. It also affects your emotional body, because emotions can shut down literally anything. So emotions can shut down your acupuncture system, and it can affect you physically on every level. Also includes your thoughts and beliefs, your mind. And finally, everything's always happening at the spiritual level, at the soul level. And that's because you are a soul having a spiritual experience in this body, in this lifetime. So whenever you have any kind of pain or illness, it's a really good idea to ask yourself, what's happening with me? What's going on with me on all five levels? And that's what I do as a medical intuitive healer. When I do a medical intuitive reading, I read what's happening with you on the physical, on the energetic, on the emotional, on the mental, and on the spiritual level. And when you understand what's really going on and address what's really going on, then you can get well rather quickly. This is what is referred to as almost miraculous healing, because you're dealing with what's happening on all the levels. Now, I wrote about this at length in my Amazon number one best-selling book called The Difference Between Pain and Suffering. And that book is a handbook that anybody can use to get out of pain naturally without drugs. And I wrote it because before the pandemic, the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50 was actually drug overdose. So many people turned to drugs to deal with pain rather than resolving the actual issues. So according to the National Institute of Health here in the United States, about 80% of U.S. adults will experience back pain at some point in your life. I know I've definitely experienced back pain at some point, and I'm sure that you have also. So what could be the cause of your back pain? Now, in addition to my work as a medical intuitive healer, I'm also a long-term yoga teacher. At age 66, I still teach yoga literally nine times a week. It's a very important part of my life. I love teaching yoga. It's incredibly rewarding. And literally every day I teach yoga, there's somebody that I help get out of back pain. So let's take an example of somebody who might be suffering from back pain. So if somebody has back pain, and this is just one example, one individual, because there could be many, many causes. So one cause on the physical level could be that your sacroiliac joint is locked. So what is your sacroiliac joint? At the very base of your spine, you've got five lumbar vertebrae, and then you have the sacrum, the large bone, And then right at the joint, right where your lumbar vertebrae meet your sacrum, that's called your SI joint. And it's very common for people to have their SI joint to be locked on one or both sides. I've had lots of clients over the years who's even spent years in physical therapy, but they never learned how to unlock their SI joint. If you don't unlock your SI joint, you will be in pain. And I've had clients and even people 90 pounds with rocks in their pocket, if their SI joint is locked, then they experience back pain. So, a very common cause of low back pain on a physical level, one possible cause could be your sacroiliac joint is locked on a chronic basis and you need to learn how to unlock it. Now, on the energetic level, a common cause is blocked second chakra. So, what is your second chakra? Your second chakra is the center of sexuality, but it's also the center of your purse of power, personal power. So it's right below your belly button, and in that second chakra, of course, the chakras are on the front and the back. And so, if your sexuality is shut off or your power is shut off, then that could be the cause why you're energetically blocked in that area. And one energy healer friend of mine I know, he calls this a dead pelvis syndrome, where there's just simply not enough energy flowing through that second chakra. And on a physical level, it could be a cause, and the energetic level, it could be a primary cause of back pain. On an emotional level, one cause of low back pain could be money worries. And in this day and age, lots of people do worry about money, especially with the rate of inflation and so on, and all the rapid changes happening in the economy. So, this is very, very understandable, but money worries can actually shut down your lower back and, and cause you to have lots of back pain. Now, on the mental level, a cause of back pain could be the belief that you're holding that there's never enough. And that goes along with worrying about money. So, on the emotional level, worrying about money, and then on the mental level, believing that there's never enough, that could be a cause of back pain. And again, these are not the only cause, but possible causes. And on the soul level, a cause of back pain could be disconnection from a higher source of unlimited love and support, right? So when you know and experience and feel that you're constantly supported every day, every second of your life, then you allow support to happen and you feel supported and you tend to have less back pain. Now, somebody who's listening to this, you might immediately roll your eyes and go, "This is a bunch of hooey. How does this work?" Every illness you experience begins in your energy field. So it's a law of physics that anytime you have a vertical electrical current, you have a magnetic field perpendicular to that. That is your human energy field. So all illness begins in the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and/or the energetic body, and then it comes into the physical. And when we want to heal, you've got to heal out of the physical, out of the energetic, out of the emotional, out of the mental, and out of the spiritual. So, if you've been experiencing chronic low back pain and you're doing all kinds of things to try to get better and it's not shifting, then a really good idea is to look at this larger picture because more than likely there's something happening on the spiritual, on the mental, on the emotional, or the energetic level that you are not aware of or you're not fully resolving. Maybe you know about it, but you're not fully resolving. So, as I mentioned in my work, in addition to my work as a medical intuitive healer, I have also taught yoga for 31 years. Give me anybody with back pain, and in 1 hour, I can help you feel a lot better just with yoga. And yoga is a science of itself. If you go to my YouTube channel and look me up on YouTube, Catherine Kerrigan, I've got a number of playlists about yoga for back pain. And you can find that information easily on YouTube. I've got a 5-minute routine to help people get out of back pain. For example, I've got playlists on yoga for scoliosis and lots of playlists on very yoga for upper back pain, for example. And so all of that is going to be free and available to you on YouTube. So you can take a look at that and find that information for free, because there's wonderful exercises that you can do with yoga. And I've experienced so much working with people that if you have back pain and you just start a regular practice of yoga with an intelligent teacher who can help you analyze and understand what's going on with your body, you can shift a tremendous amount of pain and get out of pain naturally just practicing yoga. So now we're going to be talking today about the spirit, five spiritual causes of back pain. So when your pain persists and you're doing your yoga and you're going to the chiropractor and you're doing your physical therapy and you're working on an anti-inflammatory diet, but things persist, then you've got to look at that bigger picture and ask yourself what's really going on. So, what are the top five spiritual causes of back pain? So, the first one that you want to consider is exhaustion. Now, I've written at length about a syndrome called cardiac low back. So, what is cardiac low back? Cardiac low back is a syndrome that happens when you're experiencing so much exhaustion that your lower back gives out to make you stop, to keep you quite literally from having a heart attack. It is cardiac low back is a symptom of adrenal burnout. I myself have experienced that in the past when I was younger. My back is physically quite strong, but when I went through periods where I was completely exhausted, if anybody tested me, I always tested for cardiac low back. So, cardiac low back, again, that happens when you're exhausted. And you can be physically exhausted, energetically exhausted, but I'm talking about deep soul level tired, right? Where you're just tired of life, tired of what you're doing. So, in short, no matter how physically strong your back may be, chronic pain in this area may be an indication that you're exhausted. Are you tired of your life? Do you suffer from adrenal burnout? And one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Energy Now, and it explains how to get out of adrenal burnout, how to rebuild your energy once you're exhausted. If the cause of your back pain is exhaustion, then definitely take a look at Unlimited Energy Now. If you're too tired to read, you can listen to the audiobook. So, no matter how good you may look on the outside, your soul may be sick and tired of trying to keep up the facade. So, low back pain can definitely be a symptom of exhaustion. And because low back pain and cardiac low back may be a symptom of adrenal exhaustion, you may not necessarily have heart disease, okay? But the adrenal burnout will absolutely affect your heart, and it'll be very hard for you to physically keep up. So, if the spiritual cause of your back pain is exhaustion, the solution could be, first of all, to rest, okay? And lots of experts argue both back and forth about whether rest is a good idea for back pain. Some people say you have to move, other people say you have to rest. But if the cause is actually exhaustion, then you may actually feel better by resting. And in addition to resting, you want to ask yourself, what is it that my soul is actually tired of? Am I tired of my job? Am I tired of pretending to be something that I'm not? Am I pushing myself too hard? Am I striving for things that don't really matter to me? Am I living according to other people's programs? So what is it that you're tired of? And when you're honest with yourself about what am I really tired of? And face that honesty and find your own solutions, you may discover that your back pain is alleviated. No yoga, no drugs, just honoring the truth of who you are and what's happening. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, and I'm talking with you about the five spiritual causes of back pain. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, talking to you today about the five spiritual causes of back pain. So again, we're looking at the big picture. We're looking at yourself with compassion. We're looking at the fact that if you're trying to get better and things are not shifting for you, and you're continuing to experience pain and suffering, then more than likely there are issues on other levels that you're not fully aware of or you're not able to resolve, that if you can identify and face, that your pain will go away. So the second cause of spiritual cause of back pain is feeling unsupported. Now, this is very interesting. So in your body, you have acupuncture meridians. And there's yin meridians and there's yang meridians. So the primary yang meridian in your body is called the governing meridian. And the governing meridian actually runs up your back. It starts at the tailbone, it goes up your back and right and ends at right above the lower lip. So the governing meridian literally supports you. It's the yang meridian. So yang, there's yin energy in the body, there's yang energy in the body. Lots of people use negative and positive, but in acupuncture, it's all good. So this is the yang energy, and it's the primary male energy in the body. So yang energy is active, it's light, as opposed to yin energy, which is female and dark. So the governing meridian runs from your tailbone, up your back, over the crown of your head to the top of your lower lip. This acupuncture meridian goes weak when you feel unsupported. So how do you know whether or not you feel supported? So you can ask yourself, do you feel like you have to do all the work yourself? Do you feel like nobody understands you? Do you feel like you're the Lone Ranger? Do you feel like your family supports you? Do you feel like your friends support you? Do you feel like your society or your culture supports you? Where in your life do you feel unsupported? So these are important questions to ask yourself if you're suffering from chronic low back pain. So many times you feel like you've got to do everything yourself, you've got to do all the work yourself, and you don't feel like you're getting enough help. And if you feel unsupported in your life, then you can ask yourself some follow-up questions. If I allowed myself to be supported, what would that look like? What kind of support do I actually need? What kind of support do I actually want? So, in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I talk about the difference between needs and wants. A need is something that if you don't get it, you're off balance and not okay. A want is something that's soul fulfilling. So, the example I always give is I may want to go to Paris, but if I don't go to Paris, I can still be okay. But I need enough food, I need enough water, I need enough rest. And as you understand what it is that you need as a human being, you can give yourself permission to feel supported and to ask for the support that you need. So, again, in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I have long lists of needs because many times we aren't even aware of what we need until all of a sudden you don't feel well. I don't feel well. You blame it on your relationship, you blame it on your job, but it may be that there's a specific need that you have in order to be okay. And part of being supported and feeling supportive is identifying what you actually need and then being able to ask for it. Now, there's a wonderful relationship counselor named Alison Armstrong. And Alison Armstrong, in her work, she has a technique called the Great Ask. So, the Great Ask by Alison Armstrong is a way for us to get our needs met. So, your first step is you have to be able to identify what it is that you need. I need you to take the trash out after dinner. I need to, be able to go to bed earlier. So the Great Ask by Alison Armstrong is a great way to get your needs met so that you do feel supported. So here are the four steps in the Great Ask. You start by saying, I need. And the reason you talk about a need is again, a need is something that if you don't get it, you're off balance and you're not okay. Nobody can argue with what you need. The second step you say is what it looks like for me. And I'm going to give an example here in a minute. But if I say I need food, to you, that could mean Catherine just needs to take a break and go get a few almonds. And to me, it could mean no, I need to actually stop and go make a meal. So I need. Second step is what it looks like to me. And the third step is what it will provide for me. So, Alison Armstrong's work is relationship work, and we're all in relationship with each other. And one of the ways that we can get support and feel supported is by asking for our needs to be met. But part of the way you need to get what you need in order to feel supported is to be able to explain and communicate to other people in your life what getting that need will mean for you. So what it will provide for me is. And then the fourth step in the Great Ask is always a relationship question, which is honoring the fact that other people may need something from you to give you what you're asking for. So the fourth step is always a question, and you ask the other person, is there anything you need from me to give me what I'm asking for? I need what it looks like for me is, what it will provide for me is, and is there anything you need from me to give me what I'm asking for? So a couple of examples. I need you to take the trash out after dinner. What it looks like for me is after I finish cleaning up the kitchen, you go to the can, put a tie on it, and take it to the curb. What it'll provide for me is when I come down first thing in the morning, their kitchen will feel fresh and clean, and we can start the day with a fresh, clean kitchen. Is there anything you need for me to give me what I'm asking for? So that's a simple example. But the kinds of support that you need in your life may be bigger than that. Maybe you need time off from your job. Maybe you need to have your own room in your house so you can process your thoughts and feelings. Maybe you need to give yourself permission to express yourself through creative activities. So the only way to be supported in life is to be able to identify your needs and then be able to ask for them from the people around us. Or if there's something you can give yourself, like having more rest, drinking more water, taking better care of yourself, identifying how you can support yourself. So the second spiritual cause of low back pain is actually feeling unsupported. And so the deeper work behind that is to be able to identify what it is that you need so that you can ask other people so that you can be supported. Or if there's something that you need to give yourself, that you identify that and then give yourself permission to support yourself. And a lot of self-care is self-support. Now, the third spiritual cause of low back pain and back pain in general is actually money worries. Now, yes, this is actually spiritual. So, one of the primary ways we feel supported in life is by being able to make a living. And years ago, I remember studying with Paul Check, who is a fitness practitioner, and he talks about the three reptilian reflexes. So, the first thing a reptile needs is to feel safe. And he says in our culture, it's all about money. What is your relationship with money? Do you have enough money? Do you worry about money? Are you worried about paying the bills? So once you feel secure, then you can eat. And what I find, and this is actually very deep, is that anybody with food issues, undereating, overeating, chronic dieting, struggling with your weight, there's usually money issues underneath eating issues because it all goes back to your reptilian reflexes. First thing a reptile needs is to feel safe. In our culture, that has to do with financial security. Second thing the reptile needs is to be able to eat. Okay. And so once you've solved your money issues and your food issues, then you can have sex, then you can have a relationship. So most people with relationship issues, underneath their relationship issues is going to be money issues and or food issues. So it's quite interesting to me as a medical intuitive healer to look at your survival reflexes and look at where are you blocked. So if you've got relationship issues, it's either going to be money worries or food issues. And if you've got food issues, you've definitely got issues with safety, stability, and relationship with money. Now, we're talking about the spiritual causes of back pain. So, one of the ways we feel supported in life is by being able to make a living. So, many people go around thinking and believing that there's never enough money to go around, also known as scarcity thinking or poverty thinking. Nothing will keep you in a state of survival mode like running around worrying about money. This is going to set off your pro-inflammatory stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. And many people who have tons of money are still worried about money. So this is really about your relationship with money and feeling financially secure. And so it's often not about how much you have, it's about actually healing your relationship with money. Now, this is such a big deal that I actually have an entire manual in my healing room to clear money issues because you would be amazed how many people's health issues, including their back pain, often goes back to their relationship with money. Do you obsess over whether or not you have enough money to pay the rent, buy food for your family, save for retirement? Do you obsess over money, period? And again, this is spiritual because do you forget that somehow God, life, the universe, or whatever you choose to call your higher power has supported you thus far? And whenever we're worrying about money or we're worrying about, can I support myself? Can I pay the bills? A really good thing to do is to journal about how you have been supported in your life so far, how you've been able to make it so far. Again, and there's all different definitions of making it. I definitely have friends who are homeless living on the street. And even there, somehow they find ways to eat, to shower, to get enough water and so on, to clothe themselves and to support themselves, all the way up to, I've had clients with who are billionaires. But again, having worked with people of every end of the financial spectrum, it's literally about your relationship with money. And once you learn to lean into the fact that on the spiritual level, you are supported, you have been supported up to now, then you can let go of money worries and heal your relationship with money. I think healing your relationship with money, again, is going to help you get out of back pain. It's going to help you resolve food issues, and it can even help you resolve relationship issues. And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, talking with you today about the five spiritual causes of back pain. So let's kind of review where we are so far. Everything that's happening with you in your body is always happening on all five levels: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. By the time something is in your physical body, it's been in your field for some time. It's been affecting you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, energetically. And as we heal, we resolve and release those things all the way out of the field. And as a yoga teacher of 31 years of experience, I do find yoga to be incredibly helpful for back pain. And part of it is because it's working on both the physical level and also the energetic level. Because when you release those energetic blocks through breathing, through stretching, through careful, intentional postures, you work on the physical and on the energetic level and then start to release and all the way through the emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. So we've talked about exhaustion. We've talked about feeling unsupported. We've talked about money worries. Now, a fourth cause of back pain is distrust. So we talked about how the primary acupuncture meridian going up your back is actually the governing meridian. There's another meridian, also the bladder meridian. Bladder meridian starts at the corner of the inside of your eyes and then goes up the back and then down all the way to your little toe. So bladder meridian is about control. Who's in charge? Am I in charge of my life? Or are there forces larger than myself that are in charge that I think? So trust. So both the governing meridian and the bladder meridian can bring up issues of trust for us. So many people don't trust anybody. They don't trust their doctor, they don't trust their physical therapist, their chiropractor, or any other expert to get to the bottom of why they're really hurting. And often people have spiritual issues, and that's what we're talking about, where they don't even trust God. They don't trust that there's a higher power leading your life, leading you to all that serves for your highest good. And unfortunately, they only trust their ego mind, which has its limits. So the part of what one aspect of our ego is our shadow, which is the unintegrated aspect of our ego. So the ego and the shadow has to do with all the stuff that you've literally stuffed, the issues that you're not willing to look at. Carl Jung said the only way to live in your light is in the light is by constantly knowing where your shadow is. So lack of trust in this larger power, lack of trust that you're taken care of. So the reason you may feel unsupported in your life, and we talked about not feeling supported, is a primary spiritual cause of back pain. So the reason you may feel unsupported in your life is because you don't trust anybody else to support you. You've lost sight of the bigger picture that a higher power has always had your back. Now, here's a truth. The only person in life that you ever really have to trust is yourself. And when you go into your prayer, you go into your meditation, and you ask for guidance, what can I do to get rid of this pain? If you really listen, if you really hear, and you really pay attention, often you will be divinely led to all that leads to your highest good. So part of it is really trusting that life has your back, that there are answers available to you through your intuition, through soul listening and soul knowing. And by looking at that larger picture and learning how to trust, asking yourself who to trust and how to trust, you can find the answers. So I joke, you would never trust me to hang wallpaper. That's not what I do. I have no clue how to hang wallpaper. So you wouldn't want to trust me to hang your wallpaper, but you could trust me to do a really good, compassionate, medical, intuitive reading for you. So when you learn how to trust yourself and trust your intuition and trust God, trust your higher power, then often you will find your back pain goes away. Now, the fifth spiritual cause of back pain is not being true to yourself. So on a spiritual level, your spine is all about integrity. And people talk about the integrity of your spine and that and having backbone. When you allow your ego mind to get in the way of your true soul longing, of your true spiritual path, of showing up as you really are, you're not true to yourself. So ask yourself, where in my life am I not true to myself? Do you live your life with total integrity? So integrity, another word for integrity is honesty. Where are you not being honest with yourself? Where are you not being honest with other people? Do you listen to your soul's whisperings? Do you have the courage to be your true authentic self? It's really exhausting to pretend to be someone else It drains your energy to try to live by someone else's playbook. So I think compassionately about many people who don't feel safe to be true to themselves about their sexuality. Also, people who don't feel safe to feel true to themselves about what they really want to do in life. So you may long to be an artist, but you feel like I've got to be a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief in order to pay the rent. And so you have this soul level conflict because you're not really being true to yourself. Or there may be a way of living that you're experiencing that's not true to yourself. You may be not honest with your partner and not really happy with what's really going on with yourself. So a really good if this is resonating to you with you, then as a medical intuitive healer, I recommend that you pull out a journal and ask yourself, am I being true to myself? Am I being true to myself about what I really want to do with my life? Am I being true to myself about my career? Am I following my soul passion? Am I being true to myself about my sexuality? Maybe you're having sex with people that you don't really want to have sex with, or being sexual in a way that is not comfortable for you, or that's not true to what you really think and feel. Are you being true to yourself with your soul? Are you honoring the fact that you are a soul and that your soul has certain needs and wants? So, how can you be more true to yourself? Part of being true to yourself has to do with deep inner listening. So, personally, I start every day with prayer and meditation, asking for guidance. I feel that when we take the time to be quiet and to do that deep inner listening, then we can listen to the whispers of our soul. Then we can find our way from our soul guidance. So it's very draining to try to live by somebody else's playbook, and you may be so-called following the rules of your culture, of your family, but it causes so much inner conflict that it can show up as physical pain, including back pain. So as we looking at the big picture, as you understand what's really bothering you, you can discover how your pain and suffering disappears. And I know this myself. There's so many times when we try to address pain and suffering only on the physical level, and you feel like you're not getting anywhere. But when you address the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual deep root causes, then you can resolve the issues. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. You can follow me on Substack. Also, if you go to my YouTube channel, as a yoga teacher of 31 years, I've created playlists that will definitely help you with back pain. There's a 5-minute routine to get rid of low back pain. It will change your life in 5 minutes. There's a routine for people suffering from scoliosis that I've developed from years of working with people with scoliosis. There's also a playlist on yoga for the upper back for lots of people. Lots of people have upper back pain. And then just in general, there's lots of free yoga videos. And remember, big picture, when you address the spiritual causes of your pain, then you can heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.